Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, an important part of the experience people have as they age is health, right? That's why we have a whole health bucket.
You know, we speak to hundreds and hundreds of people via our webinar and seminars that we've done over the years, and we ask them what's the biggest risk in their retirement.
Yeah.
Without fail, every single month we do it, the words health and my future health care come up time and time again. And so part of it is people are concerned about what type of services are available, but very little conversation is happening on preventive care or how we can actually change things right now to prevent or minimize the impacts of some of the biggest diseases that we've seen in this country in a long time. And part of it, of course, is a healthy lifestyle, which would include eating and nutrition.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And listen, we're going to, I think we're going to explore a little bit about this, particularly around how do you feed your brain to keep it healthy. You know, my family's been affected by dementia. So many people are. That concerns me personally, right? And it's not just obviously the brain, but that's you want to make sure that it's you're as sharp as possible as we get older. Orsha Magyar, who is a nutritional consultant and a CEO and founder of Neurotrition. I hope I got that right. Neurotrition.
Say that three times fast.
I got it. I got it right.
There we go.
Orsha, I think I got it right. Hi, welcome to the show. Neurotrition, right?
That's good. That's great.
Right on. Okay, good. So listen, we can't do justice in the time that we have necessarily on this, but I think it's really important to remind people, as Faisal, as you said, this is we can be preventative. There's lots of things that we can do as individuals to make sure that we put the probability on our side that we're going to have a good, long, healthy aging process. And I would love to get your opinion, Orsha, on a little bit about the, you know, as we age, the dietary changes that our body needs in order to give us the best chance at making that a success.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a pleasure to be here today because my initial passion before I became a nutritional consultant was neuroscience. And I've always had such a fascination for the aging brain. And the big thing, the first thing that I just want to dispel is, you know, there's no magic number where now we're aging or now we're getting older or aged. We begin aging and our brains and bodies begin aging the day we're born. So from a preventative standpoint, it's going to be really important to take control of things, including your nutrition, physical activity, as early as possible. And then the other thing that I dispel a lot with people who ask me and they're already aging, they say, Orsha, but it's too late. I'm in my 70s. I'm in my 80s. I have a client right now who's 91. He says, is it too late? And it's also never too late because our brains are plastic throughout our entire lives. So nutrition can really have a huge impact on not only preventing, mitigating, slowing progression of those classic aging-related disorders, including dementia diseases like Alzheimer's disease, but also just keeping our memory strong, keeping our cognitive abilities really good throughout our entire lives.
Orsha, we've had many, many medical and scientific experts on this show. And the most common theme we hear is diet and exercise, diet and exercise. That's the most common one that we hear. Okay, when it comes to exercise, we hear about that quite a bit. When it comes to diet, not so much in regards to what people should be doing. Now, a recent article that Dave and I read that we brought you on the show on was talking about you know, aging gracefully, talking about the microbiome in your gut, and some of the types of foods that will actually help all this stuff. So let's give our audience a bit more information on some of the types of foods that we should have.
Sure. So science tells us that around age 60, 65, our microbiome, which is the population of bacteria that live inside our intestines, starts to diminish in number and in variety. So we need to help build that as much as we can. So there's two kind of broad categories that we want to make sure we're including each and every single day, ideally at every meal and snack. The first are foods that are high in probiotics. Those are the actual beneficial bacteria that we want inside our gut. And so examples of foods that are high in probiotics are those that are fermented. So the most well-studied, of course, is yogurt. And we always recommend plain unsweetened yogurt. Then, of course, there is raw sauerkraut or other fermented raw vegetables like real pickles, kimchi, which is a Korean delicacy, those sorts of things. A lot of our patients love sourdough. Real sourdough bread is another example of a probiotic food. And then as science starts to shift and show us even more about this connection between the gut microbiome and our brain aging gracefully, there's another category called prebiotics that is less well known. Most people have heard of probiotics before, but prebiotics are the favorite food of the probiotics. And these are very special fibers found in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. These are what the healthy bacteria in our intestines love to eat to help not only our gut health as we age, but science is telling us our brain to age gracefully. So we've got the pro and then the prebiotic foods.
You've mentioned quite a bit of different types of foods that a person can have. We're very fortunate in a country like ours that all these types of foods are available. But let's look globally. What region in the world, using their natural type of delicacies, their cuisine, which would you say are the places, like you mentioned kimchi being a South Korean or Korean type of flavor, do they have the best mix? Like, pretty much what I'm looking for is, can I just go to a Korean restaurant, have what I need to have, and enjoy good food and a good brain health as well?
You can go. We work with a lot of restaurants and we bring in brain healthy items. And the good news is you can go to any restaurant if you know what to order, because every ethnicity, well before science was telling us what was good for the brain and the aging brain, these other cultures already knew. So you can go to any restaurant and you can order something. So if you want to give me an example, I will tell you of an ethnicity, an ethnic food type restaurant, and I will be able to tell you an item from their cultural cuisine. That is great.
Oh, can you get it in pierogies and kubasa?
Here we go, Mr. Ukrainian is speaking now.
So I'm Eastern European, so I'm all about the sauerkraut. So with the pierogies, you would want to add that real sauerkraut to it, and you're good. It's something to help feed those beneficial bacteria.
Orsha, I want to ask you a question about nutraceuticals. So there seems to be an active debate, or at least I can't seem to get an accurate assessment of whether taking an omega-3 fatty acid fish oil pill, you know, is beneficial or not beneficial. And I get that if you can incorporate everything into your diet naturally, that's probably the best way to do it. But maybe your opinion on this would be helpful.
Yeah, that's such a good question. I get asked a lot because I take a very holistic standpoint, and my team and I really pride ourselves on being holistic with our patients. But the truth is, if someone's sick or if someone is at risk of a degenerative neurological disorder, when I go to the science, which is my training, I don't know how much of these foods to tell you to eat. So based on my training, I will go to supplements a lot of the time. Having said that, of course, a supplement, as the name suggests, should be a supplement to an already healthy diet. But that's just not possible for a lot of people. And like I said, if you're already sick, I am recommending a lot of supplements. And I think in terms of brain aging, the two we're looking at that are the best researched are going to be your fish oil, omega-3, and a good quality probiotic.
And a probiotic, yeah. Okay, so I think that's a fairly definitive answer, and I appreciate that. I think we generally have pretty good diets. I don't mean just you and I, but most people do. But I do. I add supplements, as you know.
I do too.
And you do too. Yeah. And I've had recommendations for and against. I don't think it can hurt. And maybe that's the follow-up question. If we're wrong on the science, it's not going to hurt us by having extra supplements, is it?
There are a few supplements that you need to be careful with around certain medications. For example, and I see this a lot in our aging patients, people who are on blood thinners. So then you need to be careful with taking a fish oil or even a vitamin E or even a garlic supplement. So there are a handful, I would say, that, you know, if you are taking medications, I would ask someone, ask your pharmacist, ask a nutritionist, and we'll be able to steer you in the right direction.
Orsha, I think that's terrific advice, and thank you. I said we couldn't do justice to this in 10 minutes, but I think that we have gotten some specific answers that we haven't gotten before, and I find that really, really helpful. So thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
We've been joined by Orsha Magyar, who's a nutritional consultant. She's also the CEO and the founder of Neurotrition, which, see, I got it right this time.
There
nutrition.
You go.
Yeah. So you feel free to look her up on the web if you need some more information about that. But, you know, we have to incorporate all this stuff, right? Diet, healthcare, lifestyle, right? Experiences, all these things as people transition to and begin their life in retirement.
Well, now I have to increase my yogurt budget on my on my retirement plan. So how am I going to be able to afford not just the yogurt, but everything else I want to do? We're going to talk about how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, July 13th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are your good returns in your portfolio a sign of danger to come? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.